Okay, so today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 14th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parak Yud Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. So now we're going to talk about Kelim that relate to the wagons that are pulled by oxen. So says the Mishnah, Hatmei and Shebagala, the parts of the wagon that an ox pulls are the following, that are Tamei, Ha'ol Shel Mateches, the metal yoke that goes across the necks of the oxen, the Hakatrav, and the bar that goes under the necks of the oxen that keeps them attached to the yoke, and the wings of the bar that catch the straps, that hold onto the straps. So there's like a round piece at the end of the bar where they attach the straps to. And the iron that's under the necks of the animal. So they won't get irritated by the straps that are underneath the neck. Hasomech, the ring that they would pull the animal with, they would pull the yoke with. Vamachker, and the harness that was tied to the necks of the oxen. Vatamchios, and the metal plates that are put in between the yoke and the animal's heads. Vahainbal, the clapper of the bell. Vahatzit, meaning inside the bell, there's that thing that rattles around, that makes the noise. Vatzinora, and the hook that holds the wagon's contents in place, umasmer hamechaber eskulan, and a nail that connects all of the different parts of the wagon. All of those are the tamei kelim of the wagon. And now Mishnah Hey, ahatahorin shabagala, the parts of the wagon that are tahor are that cannot be mekabel tuma, haol hametzupa, a wooden yoke that's covered with metal, uknafayim hasuyis lenoi, or any tips of the crossbar that are just decorative but are not functional in nature, ushvafaris hamashmios esakol, and the tubes that make sounds when they hit against each other as the animal's walking. Va'avar shebitzad savarei behema, and the lead that hangs down from the sides of the animal's neck, which again is also decorative in nature. Hasoviv shel galgal, the rim of the wheel that goes around a wooden wheel to protect it from rough terrain as it goes. Hatasim, the sheets of metal that hang from the yoke and the wagon, again decorative in nature. Vatzipuyim, the metal plating, again decorative in nature. Visharkala mesamrus, and all other nails of the wagon that are just decorative, that don't really hold anything together, tahorin. All of those things are tahor. Sandle behem shel matachos tamein, metal animal shoes can become tamei, even though kelim that help the animal are generally not mekabel tuma. These shoes are mekabel tuma because they could also be used by people for not to wear on their feet, but to use them as a kli. Shel sha'am, but if they're made out of reeds, tahorin, because there's no use for a person to be able to use it. Hasayif me'emesai mekabel tuma, when does a sword become subject to tuma? Mishi yishufenu, when you smooth it out, because then you can use it. V'hasakin mishiach shchizena, and an old rusty knife, when you sharpen it, becomes usable, and that's when it's mekabel tuma. So to review what we learned today in Parak Yud Dalid, Mishnah Dalid, we discussed all the parts of the wagon or the yoke of an animal that are mekabel tuma. In Mishnah Hey, we spoke about the various parts that are only decorative and therefore not mekabel tuma. And then we spoke about animal shoes being yes mekabel tuma, and or not mekabel tuma, depending on what they're made out of. And then we spoke when a rusty sword or a rusty knife is able to be mekabel tuma. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Yud Dalid, Mishnah Vav.